Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to another podcast. It is a privilege to be with you today to share with you the last few verses of the 13th chapter of John. I gave you some homework yesterday. I hope you did it. If you didn't, no condemnation. Just sit back, relax. I'll read it for you. It's John chapter 13. The last three verses are verses 36, 37, and 38. Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus said, "Where I'm going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterwards." So what I'm about to do, you're not going to be able to do it now, but you're going to do it someday. And of course, we know he's talking about dying physically and going into the realm of the heavenlies. You're not going to do this yet, but you will someday. Peter said, "Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake." And the other gospels get a little more explicit, and Peter says, excuse me, "Though all everybody else forsakes you, I'll not forsake you." And Jesus says, "I say to you, before the cock crows, twice you will have denied me three times." We see a portion of that in verse 38, but not as extensive in John. And I say this for this reason. The 13th chapter of John and the 14th chapter of John are separated from between verse 38 of 13 and verse 1 of chapter 14, but John didn't write it that way, and Jesus didn't say it that way. I mean, the translators broke it up. It's the translators that came in and busted up statements. So if you'll look, you see words written in red at verse 38, and those same words written in red keep going into 14. So the conversation that Jesus is about to have in 14, the infamous "Let not your heart be troubled" passage, was not standing on its own. It's actually the same conversation he's having with Peter in John 13:38, when Peter says, when Jesus says, "The cock's going to crow, but you're going to have denied me three times. But let not your heart be troubled." Now, I'm going to get into that more tomorrow, the whole transition to "Let not your heart be troubled." I just want to close with, I just finished my second book. It should be available very, very soon. Before the summer is out, hopefully you'll be able to get a copy of that and read. It's called "Between the Pieces, What Really Happened at the Cross." And I'm just going to lift the curtain at Calvary and show you what was going on covenantally. I think it's an awesome and fun examination of covenant. I wrote a segment in one of my chapters called "When the Rooster Crows," or "Why Does the Rooster Crow?" And there's a sort of a common misconception that the rooster crows only at daylight when he sees the sun come up. But anybody that's ever lived on a farm knows that the rooster doesn't just crow when the sun comes up. He actually crows different times, but we've, because sort of a Hollywood version of it, we've got the rooster sitting on a fence row, and then the sun peeks up, and he is the morning alarm clock, and he's crowing. But that's not necessarily true. But the rooster does crow in the morning. And so the common ideology is that the rooster crows dawning of a new day. When Jesus says to Peter, "Before the rooster crows, you will have denied me three times," he's saying, before tomorrow morning, you will have denied me three times. What we're bringing out in the book, and what I want to bring out right here before we make the transition to 14 tomorrow, is that if the rooster crows on a brand new day, what Jesus is saying to Peter is, before the new day, you will have denied me three times. But don't worry, because right after your third denial, it'll be a brand new day. And what I want to say to you is, I know you've had rough times in your life, and I know you've done stupid things. We all have. And I know you got sins and problems, guilts and condemnations. But I'm saying to you that the rooster is always crowing on a brand new day. He's not crowing so that everybody will look at you and your sin. He's crowing so everybody will look at the sun. And I think that's what Jesus is saying to Peter is, don't worry. When the rooster crows, the sun comes up. No matter what has happened to you in your darkness, the rooster's going to crow. What a capstone. This whole 12th and 13th chapter has been references back to the light. Jesus is the light. If any man's in darkness, he doesn't have to be. Judas went out into the dark. At the end of the 13th chapter, the rooster crows. We're finally to the end of the darkness, and the rooster has crowed. In some of you, the rooster is crowing right now, representing a brand new day. The sun is up. Welcome to a new covenant. It's time to rest. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.